Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everybody, Quinn here. Today I am a little bit frustrated. I caught a big mistake on one of the podcasts. It's not a big mistake. It was just a failure on the editing side. So if you guys don't know, while podcasting, there's always lots of stuff that needs to be edited. When you hear your own voice, it never sounds the same as you think it sounds in real life. So there's things that you don't sound like yourself, and then there's a bunch of ums and other things that you don't want in there. So you either edit it or you ask somebody to edit it for you. And then also another thing is there's a bunch of what is called white space in the recording, that if, let's say, I pause for too long, there's a white space there. So, and I believe it's considered anything above half a second. Person who I sent this to edit it had removed anything that was above half or 0.5 seconds. So that's not half a second. I don't know. Anyway, anything that was above 0.5 seconds, they would reduce that white space to 0.5 seconds, which would make my sound, every time I spoke, it sounded a bit robotic. So it sounded like I wouldn't even take a breath while I was talking. While in reality, this is not edited. This one here is, there's zero editing in this recording right now. So this is actually how I sound. Whether you like it or not, I am not a big fan, because, you know, it's still weird listening to myself with this sound. So anyway, this one here will not be edited, and there will be the breaks in my voice, and I will catch a breath and all that stuff. So I do apologize for that. Everything from now on will have, I always try to have the best quality of the sound. I have the best mic and software and all that. But the editing, I guess it was failing a bit. I'm going to get either a better tech to edit this, or I'll just leave my this like this one unedited. This is the rough material out there. So because this is not it, and today's episode will not just be about that mistake, I'll bring up something that recently was changed on Facebook advertising. For those of you that do Facebook advertising, you probably heard, and if you are a pro, you know what advertisers use is what is called the power editor. And then people that are just starting, or the more amateur, or just, you know, people that just don't do it for a living, that there used to be the so-called ads manager. So you would go to your Facebook account, open it up, and by default you would get the ads manager, and the ads manager would almost automatically create the campaign for you. So you would change the title, a couple sentences, add the pictures, pretty much a little minimal targeting, and you're off to the races. And you know, there always has been the better way of doing it, and it is the power editor. And that's the more professional, more manual way of doing it. And this obviously is my opinion, and most of the Facebook ad experts out there, that's what everybody uses, is the power editor. So now, as of September 2017, Facebook is getting rid of the ads manager. They're combining the power editor and the ads manager into one platform, and they're going to call this ads manager, right? So basically the name is going to stay in there, but the functions are going to be different. So for the people that use the power editor until now, the changes are not going to be very big. You will not notice too much besides the name change and all that. For those of you that had the that use the Ads Manager, the more automatic one, you will notice some differences. The new workflow for creating the advertising allows you to create a draft campaign, then you can create your ad set, and then you create your ads. And that's exactly how Power Editor worked. This is, if you're an experienced advertiser, that's what you used to do. Now that's what you will have to do as they roll this out. And they gradually roll this out. So some of you may start noticing some differences. Now, you will have the option of two workflows. The first one will allow you to create a full campaign. So it will guide you through the ad set creation all the way to the ad itself. And you will still be able to do a complete thing. And this is, again, still for the more inexperienced advertisers. So the second option allows you to create an ad shell. And then you don't even need to finalize it. You can then create the ad set or the ad creation at a later date. And what's great about this is whatever option you choose now, the more professional approach or the more teach me as I go approach, whatever one you choose will be your default option. So not like before, whatever you choose, you would always get by default Ads Manager. Now, no, you would get by default whatever is your first choice. And then you can go at a later date, make your default something else. And that's it. Besides that, the only thing to take into consideration is that all the default settings that you had previously, you know, everything that you set up that you want to see or what you hidden, what you didn't want to see, the things that are not important to you, that does not go over to the new setting. When you do go over to this new Ads Manager, then everything that you had saved previously will not be there. I mean, your campaigns will still be, your audiences will still be there. What I'm saying is, if you choose, you know, I want to see my cost per click, I don't want to see my ad score, that kind of stuff, that you would have to set up again. That's all there is. So besides that, it's not a huge deal. I know that targeting now by profession is no longer available because Facebook is working on something directly for that area. So as of right now, they canceled that, and they have mentioned that this cancellation is temporary. So you will not be able to target people by their profession. And that's all for today. So please make sure to always profit and enjoy your freedom. That's what we're all about. All right, everybody. Thank you.